Ames Call Center here in Jackson has won another ATSI award. I know I've talked to Aaron Bowden over the years after several of these. They won it 17 times, so you must be doing something right. The Association of Teleservices International Diamond Award for Excellence. And we couldn't track down Aaron Bowden, but we did Jennifer Cronkite, and she joins us. Congratulations.
Why, thank you, Greg. Good morning. We are just thrilled that we were able to get this word in 2020 with everything that this year has kind of thrown at the world. We're so excited that we're able to share this really fabulous news with everybody.
Fantastic. You have a lot of these trophies.
We do. We have a few, that's for sure. And this one in particular is very, very sweet. And we just take our hats off for all of the individual agents that work for us because of the personal challenges and the personal pivots that I think everybody just collectively worldwide has had to go through this year.
Yeah.
It's so nice that our agents have been able to pull this off for a 10th year in a row because, I mean, the other 9 years that we won this award, you know, it was just business as usual. We had our agents working from one of our three campuses, either here in Jackson locally, which is our headquarters, or in Grand Rapids or Tampa. And, I mean, it's amazing. And then the, you know, when 2020 kind of COVID era began, our team made a conscious choice to start allowing some of our agents to work from home and be remote agents. So about, I think, better than half of our team now, they've pivoted to a work-from-home status, and that's opened up the space at our facility, so we're still able to have our folks here on site safely, and then we're also able to have those team members work remotely. And just being able to kind of do that pivot and then kind of like collectively hold your breath and go, man, hope it works. It's gonna, it should work. We gotta just, whew. And then it was like a collective exhale when we saw that we won this award because it's so nice to be able to get it with having undergone that transition, which would have been kind of during that excellence grading period. So it's proof positive that we're making the right decisions as good global community members, but also obviously as a family-owned business as well. It's just amazing.
So to accomplish that, obviously, you have to have an excellent staff.
100%. We have just an amazing team. There's about, I want to say, 75, maybe 80 different agents that work for us, and they are just fabulous, fabulous humans who obviously put in a world-class effort day in and day out to take care of our clients, and they're doing it so incredibly well, and we could not be more thrilled to have the team that we have.
Jennifer, any other challenges you had to confront due to COVID?
Well, I think the main one is that, and I think we've talked about it before with your audience, we are a HIPAA-compliant answering service. So not all of our clients that we serve are in healthcare, but a good number, and probably better than half of our clients are in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some very particular concerns around having a HIPAA-compliant answering service pivot from the completely on-site, very controlled environment to working remotely. So one of the things that our team was blessed to be able to do is anyone who does work remotely, they do so on company-provided workstations. So there's the secure stations and then, you know, those sorts of programs and all that kind of stuff that you need in place is something that the company was able to provide for every, you know, all those different remote agents. So I think it's just fabulous the way that we were able to kind of tackle that and then come out on top, obviously, with this award.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, Ames, the call center, and Ames has been around forever, but it's kind of mysterious. Mm-hmm. You don't really, you know, who knows what's going on in there.
You're funny.
But it, just thinking about it, how important these phone calls are. I know when mm-hmm. I get a call, I can tell in about 5 seconds if I'm going to stay on the line or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the number is around 10 million contacts a year. So we help 10 million, like, touch points throughout the year get connected with whatever that service is that they're looking for. So sometimes you might be calling literally a member of my team, one of our agents that's working like an overnight shift because mm-hmm. you're concerned about a medical thing and you need to get connected to the on-call provider for your, I don't know, for your pediatrician's office or whatever that looks like. And then other times you literally might be calling at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday and you're getting us because you're calling a lawyer's office or something of that nature, and we're their remote virtual receptionist in those instances many times, and then we're helping connect the callers. So being able to help so many people and do it with poise and professionalism and the courtesy that our team is able to do that is just mind-boggling when you think about how much skill goes into doing that throughout a 24-hour period. And obviously our individuals don't work personally all day long, but our team collectively, everybody works obviously 24/7.
Yeah, so. It's got to be critical to make the caller, I guess, feel comfortable.
Absolutely. And that type of courteousness and then also that overall impression that you're left with on the call are two of the five main criteria that this Award of Excellence is graded on. And the grading is this really cool process where there are independent judges from ATSI, so ATSI, who call and they secret shop different client accounts.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a grading scale. And those two things, like I said, those are completely controlled by the agent. And an agent, depending on where they are in their personal headspace, whether or not they've chosen to show up to work or whether or not they're just not with it, they will either pass or fail based just solely on those two things. So it's so nice to see that with kind of all that personal pivoting, and I can't think of a better way to describe it, that 2020 has required of the fabulous people that I work with, that our team was able to have such good results. It's just amazing.
I'm sure people would be surprised that Ames has been going since 1932.
Yep.
And I'm sure things have changed, but probably the principles are pretty much the same.
Yeah. And back in 1932, so we were founded by Helen Miller, who, depending on which, if you talk to Andy, Brian, or Aaron, so our three owners, some great-great-aunt kind of level Helen. So she founded us as a physician's registry. So she was answering for local physicians here in Jackson
uh-huh.
out of her personal house, and then she would take those messages and then get those out, obviously, to the different doctors and things. And through the years, the company, I mean, it's changed hands a couple different times, and there was a short period of time where the company actually left the family hands, and then Richard, who has since passed away, he actually bought the company back and brought it back into the original family,
mm-hmm.
Into the original family hands. And then since, I think it was back in like 2011, Andy, Ryan, and Aaron, they took over from their dad the company. So, I mean, it's just a really cool kind of homegrown community story,
yeah.
especially for the Ames family.
Well, the award's been going 25 years, and you guys have won 17 times. That's a good mm-hmm. percentage.
Absolutely. And we are so incredibly just thankful that we've been able to provide that level of service. And, I mean, it's one of the things that we hang our hat on as a company. So we're just really thankful to be able to do that again this year. And, you know, despite all of the craziness going on in the world, we're happy that we have that little positive hero story. It's just so nice.
Well, Jennifer, congratulations again, and tell Aaron and Andy and all the crew we said hi.
I will do that. Thank you so much, Greg. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
Jennifer Cronkite, who works for the Ames team, Ames Call Center, winner again of the Diamond Award for Excellence for Best Answering Service.